Welcome back, you guys, to Untethered Minds.
Untethered Minds.
The podcast.
The podcast.
Conspiracy theorist.
Conspiracy theorist. Yeah. TikTok didn't like that video. TikTok is screwing us, like, really bad right now.
We posted a video, an old video. We just revamped and completely redid it. But we put this conspiracy theorist audio over it just to be funny. Mm-hmm. And a couple clips of, like, 9/11 and the moon landing.
Right.
And it got marked with, what, three different things?
Yeah. Misinformation, drugs, and alcohol and tobacco. I don't know how that was in there.
What? Did they mistake a building on fire for a cigarette?
I guess. And then low quality and unoriginal content.
I was going to say, but they didn't take down the Hunter Biden one with all the drugs in it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, they did.
They did. They took it down, appealed, it got re-put back up, and then it got taken down again. And still waiting on that appeal, and that was like a week ago.
But free speech on TikTok.
But free speech, yeah.
Government's trying to take that away. Yeah. Okay.
A little side note on that. So we did a video on that too. But basically, they're saying that TikTok is saying to call your congresspeople, call your senators, call all your representatives and tell them to vote no on the TikTok ban. Well, it's not really a ban. What it is they're basically going to make them sell to a U.S.-based company.
Mm-hmm.
But what is also in that bill, it gives the United States government the legal right, which they kind of already have because of the Patriot Act,
mm-hmm.
But to spy on every single aspect of your life, whatever you do online. Yeah. Which is another play into Agenda 2030.
Part three.
Yeah.
We are almost done with this series. I almost want to say sorry that it's taken us so long, but like, life.
Wedding.
Life. Yeah. Wedding, that was huge.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, we talk about all the time. There's a lot going on in our lives. But no matter what, we are going to finish this whole series out. Mm-hmm. Besides, we have like 6 years to finish. Technically, right?
Well, it depends on what happens this year.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in the election sphere right now because mm-hmm. Nikki Haley dropped out officially mm-hmm. after losing Super Tuesday, like real bad.
Yeah.
So it's officially Trump and Biden, unless something happens, I guess, to either.
Which, by the way, in 2020, Biden supposedly set the record with 46% of available delegates.
Yeah.
And Trump this time got 98%.
Yeah. A little bit of an uptick there.
Yeah.
It was
a
very super Tuesday.
Yeah. People have spoken.
Yeah. I would have such a hard time believing that Trump doesn't win the election.
Well,
that's to say that a fair election happens.
Okay. Well, first of all, he won the 2020. I mean, mm-hmm. there's so much information that disputes the official narrative.
But even now, more than then, think about all the support just because of how poorly Biden's done.
Right.
He's turned people.
Right. Yeah. The only people that are still supporting Biden to this day are either paid to do so. Where they're paying influencers to say pro Biden propaganda.
And the influencers don't disclose that they're getting paid for it.
Yeah. And brainwashed fools. That's it.
I know. There's still so many people we see online who are like, he's had a tremendous 4 years. I would vote for him again and again. And I'm like, holy crap, you live under a rock.
Yeah.
But that's not our problem. What is our problem is Agenda 2030, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically the other things are a problem, too.
Whatever, only one problem at a time.
Yeah.
So today we are talking about the fourth industrial revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is really going to be talking about things that we covered in episode 10 when we talked about transhumanism,
mm-hmm.
but it's elaborating further and connecting it into 2030 as a whole in this agenda and how it's going to help get us there.
Yeah. Dive in more into the their aspects and aspirations for Internet of Bodies.
Right. So you've probably heard of Internet of Things, right? And the Internet of Things is different devices and mm-hmm. like the Internet of Things, like in our house would be like our phones, our laptops,
smart appliances,
TVs. Yeah,
stuff
right.
Like that.
And so a lot of people have gotten into the space where they're like, you know, Neuralink might be a little too far. I don't know what I feel about having a hole drilled into my head to put an implant in, but feel free to put this watch on my wrist that monitors my heart rate, my sleep, my movement. Yeah. What about the Aura rings that track your sleep patterns, your fertility status? Like, there's so many things that we already use that are tracking everything.
That just aren't in our bodies.
Yes. Yeah. So I just think that the more that's normalized, like, it's not going to be if people are okay with devices being implanted into their bodies, it's just when.
Well, and I think that's why the whole transgender thing's being pushed so much, too, is because get people used to or accepting of the idea of changing yourself in the biological sense.
Right.
Then if people are okay with changing themselves in the biological sense, why wouldn't they be okay with adding an upgrade?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and like, there are already people who are getting things put into them anyways. Like, there are people getting those implants where they can go and pay at the grocery store, they can pay wherever, like, that will feel like nothing if people are accepting of Neuralink. Like, something going to your brain, oh yeah, sure, put a little microchip in my hand that helps me pay for things, you know?
Right.
Why would I have to carry an iPhone around anymore if I can just use my body? Like,
right.
Lazy F's. So,
but you know, there's people that are all about it, though. That's the thing.
Like, yeah.
There's so many people that will willingly do anything and everything just because it's the newest, coolest thing. And the people at the top say it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many, like, advances that are coming out. And the thing is that they've been talking about this for at least the past decade. Like, there is so much, so many conferences and big, important, powerful people talking about transhumanism and Internet of Bodies. And it's just
dating,
like,
back to like the mid 2010s.
Yeah. So this is coming at a rate that I don't think anybody really expects. Because a lot of people don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, I mean, if you remember, what was it? 7-8 years ago, something like that, Elon was on some talk show and he just kept warning about AI. Mm-hmm. He's like, we have to slow it down because it's just going at an astronomical rate.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he realized he couldn't slow it down. So now he's building an army of robots.
Yeah, right.
Now he's building his own AI. But, you know, I have my own thoughts about Elon, too.
I know. So to kind of touch on what all of this is again and like how it would actually affect our bodies, they are called intrabody neural networks. So this is just straight up science here. Intrabody transmission networks are proposed to be composed of nanostructured or micro-sized detectors placed within the body to monitor health and distribute drugs. So there's like the fact that you can connect to your doctor's office. Like, if you have a pacemaker, your doctor can get
notified.
Yeah. Like, literally at the moment that you're having issues, they would understand that. But they also talk about the fact that they could have you take this little like pill that has this little robot in it, and it goes into your body and it will be able to track whether or not you're taking your medication from your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's more like control to me than it is about your health. Hey, Jimmy, saw you didn't take your morning dose. Like, what's that about?
You know how they'll portray it. They're just going to say that it's for, like, the elderly that are forgetful and stuff like that.
Right, and then it trickles down to us, and eventually people are like, well, the old people did it. Yeah. They're friggin' experiments. Transplanted biosensors are the potential options for monitoring the body for the detection of particular ailments and determining a diagnosis with the help of a doctor. Let me see what else. We did cover this all at episode 10. So if you want a more in-depth discussion of exactly what this Internet of Bodies is on a technical standpoint, please go and listen to that. But we just wanted to bring a little information in case you're completely new to it. It says that we intend to understand the exquisite molecular networking that exists within us to design and develop pragmatic, effective interaction for evolving nanonetworks and also to lay the groundwork for the progression of groundbreaking diagnosis and therapeutic methodologies.
No.
So again, it's all nice and happy talk about how this is going to help your health.
Which is just an ecosystem of nanobots in your body.
Yeah. So as we were revisiting this topic and doing more research into it, I came across a woman named Mary Lee who talks. She has a TED Talk specifically about the Internet of Bodies, and I kept seeing her popping up. She's everywhere, Mary Lee, when it comes to Internet of Bodies. And so out of curiosity, I'm like, okay, is she a scientist? Like, who is she? And it gets kind of interesting. First of all, she uses pronouns.
Of course she does.
She, her. Like, no, yeah. No crap. You are a girl. Mary Lee is a mathematician at the RAND Corporation, an inaugural fellow for the RAND Center for Global Risk and Security. Her research interests include mathematical modeling and simulation of complex systems in the areas of defense and aerospace, cyber policy, and healthcare and chronic diseases. Projects at RAND include research on emerging Internet of Bodies technologies, analyzing air and space operations for the Department of the Air Force, creating simulation tools to help inform cybersecurity policies, and understanding the energy balance in obesity and the development of diabetes. Here's where it gets interesting. Prior to her graduate studies, so this must have been just after her undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. I just broke down such a difficult sentence. She worked for many years as a senior systems engineer at Raytheon.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where much of her work centered on developing tracking algorithms for airborne radar systems.
Hmm.
Yeah. Something about her working at Raytheon right out of her bachelor degree.
Right.
Is interesting to me.
Right.
And then she came from that and is now doing Internet of Bodies work.
Yeah.
Raytheon is like one of the biggest producers of weapons to our military industrial complex.
Yep.
Lots of government contracts there. Just interesting. I'm not sure exactly what it means.
She either has connections or she was selected.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's usually what it is.
Yeah. It's very interesting. She, like I said, was talking about the pills that patients can take for doctors to monitor their prescription progress, but she also brought up, and she's like, really take a step into the future with me, saying that, like, people are going to find this nuts, that eventually everybody's going to be wearing contact lenses regardless of sight issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the thought would be that you're walking down the street, you know, Tavis is walking up to you, you guys have never met before, but it'll show you, like, a projection from the contact lenses of that person's name, their title, so that you're even like seeing and knowing these people before you meet them or not at all.
Yeah.
Like weird things like that.
Yeah, Black Mirror, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's super, super creepy.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is it's preemptive programming.
Yeah.
They have to put all this type of stuff in movies, TV mm-hmm. shows, everything else, because they have to get you to subconsciously accept that as a possibility.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's like, what they're planning on doing.
I saw this on Black Mirror. It didn't turn out that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Everything on Black Mirror turns out really bad. It's a big old warning.
Well, that goes into the whole social credit system thing, too.
Yes.
So the title will be like your score, your social credit score.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you're viewed in society.
Right.
So if you're like us, well, or if you're listening to this, you're like you. We're going to have a really bad social yeah. credit scores.
And yeah. that's a really, that leads us into something that we can talk about now too, is the whole social credit score effect.
Right.
Is that essentially these different technologies and things that are being put into our body are going to ultimately be used to punish us.
Right.
And give us certain social credit scores. And if you're not at a certain level, you can't buy certain things. You can't access certain things. Yeah. You're not allowed to do this or say yeah. that. And if, you know, yeah. say, even if you have a bad thought about the government, if they're able to read your thoughts, who's to say, right. what do they do with that? You know, so right. now you can't even think anything of your own,
right.
let alone speak.
They it. May let us have water. I mean, maybe. We're on so many lists.
scares me a tiny bit. It's okay.
It's okay. You know what, though? There's so many bigger fish to fry. We're not there yet.
No, we're not.
So
no,
I mean, and it's not like we're saying anything that's not readily available.
That we're not literally,
we're not hacking into any no. secret documents, anything no. like that. All this stuff is readily available
yeah.
through a government ran Google search.
Yeah. Honestly. Know? Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Little true. Side note. If you listen to us, you probably know what Adrenochrome is. Google's web browser is called Chrome. Their graphics processor is called Adreno. I'm just saying, they put it right in front of your face.
Threw that out there.
Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about Google. So, and not to mention that their Google Chrome, was their symbol is a 666.
I know, you're on Adrenochrome. And so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that, again, is Mark of the Beast, which is part of this.
Right.
Social credit scores. Right. They had that one patent came out. I have it here. Patent WO2020, the 060606. Which is the cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And what's so funny is we were just posting a video recently talking about this, and so I was looking into it again. So it was basically saying and trying to debunk the fact that this patent was going to be technology put into our bodies to keep up a social credit score. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, it says that it is cryptocurrency system that uses body activity data. I'm like, that is exactly
right.
What that means. Right. Right. It means they are going to be able to see how much work you're doing. We've had these conversations.
Yeah, physically.
Like, yeah, if you go to work and you're supposed to work for 8 hours of that day, and those 8 hours you're supposed to be like working the entire time, what happens if you take a 1 or 2 minute little like pause and look at your phone? Are they going to dock your pay for those 1 to 2 minutes because it can track your body's activity?
Well, it's not even body activity. It's also your thoughts. It tracks your thoughts. So, like, if you're 15 minutes before you're about to clock out, you're like, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Boom, docks your pay.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine? I mean, we're just robots at that point.
Right.
But the fact that so many things are, like, debunking it, when literally that's what it means. Well, you have to be stupid to read that sentence and not understand cryptocurrency system using body activity data.
I have a theory too, and that's why, vaccines have always been controversial and stuff, but you can see the last 20 years, the rise of autism and Down syndrome coincide with the rise of vaccines. So I've always thought that that's kind of what they were doing, was trying to build a generation in a sense that is easily manipulated. Doesn't have the mental capacity to fight back, to stand up against authority, and will be willing to take these types of things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a theory that I kind of have.
We're kind of there, though.
Going into it. Well, I mean, you look
They're outliers, but look at, like, Gen Z.
Right.
So many Tide of them pods, are. Yeah. And they're all identifying as autistic, too.
Yeah. Or trans, or.
Yeah.
It's like 26% of the generation identifies as trans.
I mean, they
That's absolutely insane, considering the whole population of the trans community is like 0.3 or 0.4% of the U.S. population.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. They really have been like brought up and bred to not know anything.
Control the mind of the youth. You control the future.
Yeah. And there's just us outliers, like people who aren't going to raise our kids to be that way.
Right.
But...
Not us.
There's so many people who
don't like that. She asks, my favorite that I tell everyone is when she asks Google if there was life on Mars, and you know, it gives its generic answer or whatever, and then she comes and tells me the answer, and she goes, but I don't know if I believe it, because it's Google, and Google's ran by the government. She's nine, for perspective.
She gets it. Our kids will not be easily taken advantage of, put it that way. You brought up something interesting about vaccines, and there was a lot of research and conspiracy into the COVID vaccine actually being something to administer this intrabody nano network. And so I remember we first got onto this topic, it was like, that's why they're trying to force everybody to get the vaccine, was because then they can put this, I mean, this mRNA. Vaccine would, the mRNA would technically be able to like implant these little microbots in our body, which would, I don't know if you, I mean, do you think that it would get to the point of like actual body and mind control? Do you think they have like physical access to like make your left leg move if they have,
What I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is creepy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Somebody just controlling you like a voodoo doll?
Well, you got to think, I mean, they've been working on mind control for 70 years at least, you know. You got Operation Mockingbird that I always talk about. That's brainwashing the public as a whole. And then you have like Operation Artichoke, where they would brainwash people to become assassins.
Paperclip.
Yeah. Well, Operation Paperclip is when they brought the Nazi scientists from World War II over here to the U.S. and gave them American names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what founded the CIA and NASA.
Cheese and rice. There was a video talking about this whole administration of the vaccine and it getting these little nanobots into your body and whatnot of, like, they're not blood clots necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just their technologies not working with your body specifically.
Correct.
And then I remember I was thinking back to, like, our conversation with Spencer, and, like, the way that I think we both genuinely feel about this is, like, the world and everything, it's all vibration. Like, there's a video we saw about actually everything being God's voice and vibrations of his voice and his words.
Spoke everything into existence.
Right. And so when we're bogging ourselves down with technology, it's just completely erasing that human side of you, which is truly, like, the only part of you that has any real connection to spirituality.
Right.
And it just, it makes me kind of sick to think about.
Right. Especially in this modern society.
Because how can there be God in a world of metal and electronics and no free thought?
Right.
Consciousness is gone at that point.
Right. Well, it's all prison.
Yeah.
They just made it really comfortable so no one wants to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they make you believe you still have consciousness and you still have freedom of thought. And, like, at this point, how many people don't?
Right.
How many people see a headline from, I don't know, who even, what do they even watch anymore or read? But, like, they, you know, AP Press comes out with something. They're like, oh, that is what it is.
Right.
That's
still
it.
Still to this day.
Oh, no, but I'm a free thinker. No. Nobody tells me what to think.
It's like that one comedian that one time, he's like, okay, you know, I get not believing all the conspiracies, but, like, you think the government's batting 1,000? You think there's not a single conspiracy that's true?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the reality of it, is none of it's true. Like, everything that we've been spoon-fed our whole entire lives is at least fabricated to fit a certain narrative.
To some extent.
Right.
And if they get rid of, I mean, we clearly see, like, AI trying to take over and rewrite history, whether it's them putting out pictures of, like,
the black
Vikings.
Founding fathers.
Yeah, or the black founding fathers. Yeah. Literally.
I wonder if you put in there, show me a white supremacist, if it would actually show a white person.
Probably, because it's meant to work that way, not saying. The other way. But they're changing things. I mean, we talk about, like, Mandela effects. That's a, you know,
that's
really
a giant psyop.
It honestly is.
It's a giant psyop. Yes. Well, it's like that lady with the cornucopia for Fruit of the Loom. Like, she went crazy because she knew for a fact that there was a cornucopia.
Yep.
And so she dug and dug and dug and dug and dug and dug. And then she finally found the original logos, patent, like, in back in the 30s or 40s or something like that. And sure as hell, there's a cornucopia.
Yep.
And
they still gaslit
and
her.
Even the corporation said, no, there was never a cornucopia.
They came out with a timeline of what their logo looks like from when they started to now, and there was never a cornucopia. And we're like, you're literally gaslighting us now.
But it's to get everyone to question reality.
Yeah. Which is so interesting, because I've been hearing about Mandela effects for, like, 8 years probably. You know, Berenstain was, like, the big one.
Yeah.
I've always been on the Berenstain side of things. Thank you. But we've all been looking at it and seeing
Berenstain.
Yeah. S-T-E-I-N, not A-I-N.
Yeah.
Berenstain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Stein.
Stain is what they say it's supposed
to
be.
Berenstain.
Yeah. But the whole point is that we've seen these Mandela effects. We've been calling them out, but we haven't understood why they're doing it. And now we do. And I freaking believe it, man.
Yeah, it's to make you question everything.
It is.
To not trust anything for face value.
You don't know what history is anymore.
Yeah. Well, there's two types of people in the world left, right? And it's either those that buy the BS or those that see the BS for what it is. And like we've always said, there's nothing we can do for the people that don't see things for what they are at this point, because they're lost souls.
Yep.
If you can't see the reality of what the world really is right now, and like everything that we talk about in every single episode, it's easily available. We're not like have special clearance or anything like that. Like,
no,
this is all stuff that you can just pull from the internet.
Yeah.
And it's all documented.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it.
Yeah.
And there's still people out there. Nope. You can't do it. Like Spencer was saying in the last one, you know, he's like, dude, they're literally telling you they're blocking out the sun. Yeah. No, they're not. No, Bill Gates told you he's doing it.
They are.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. You know, yeah. And it's like a clip arguing with the liberal. It's the donkey.
Yeah.
It's like Kevin Bacon wasn't in Footloose. What do you mean? He was the main star. Yeah. No. That's them, man. And so we can't do anything with them. You know, every once in a while I'll entertain it because it's like a lion playing with a mouse. But like we said, the only thing we can do is spread this information because life is busy. And it's intentionally busy. It's to keep us busy. So we're constantly going and going and going and going. It's like your mom called today. Hey, what are you doing today? Dude, there are no free days.
No.
Like,
I said no days off.
We always have something. Even on our days off,
it's grocery shopping. It's cleaning our mess of a house.
Or it's this, making content or doing something else or whatever. We're always constantly busy doing stuff, and that's because that's how adults are basically trained nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Functioning adults. I don't mean like the ones that live off of government assistance or so-and-so's brother that won't move back home because he's failing in California over and over and over again.
Exactly.
You know who we're talking about.
I do.
But it's so busy all the time that people don't have the time to look into these things or even realize what is being planned for us. And because it's like that, all these jerks that are planning all this stuff are openly saying they're doing it. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, man, that piece of work.
We give him way too much publicity.
Yeah, but he's always on there talking about this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
and it's just out in the open.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah,
nope, they're not doing it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and then they're poisoning us. They're trying to put nanobots into our bodies. I'm even learning about how bad oils are, and I'm just like, shoot, like we've got to start making all of our own food. No oils, no this, no that. Like everything they're doing is just crushing us at this point. But in talking about like all this erasing history stuff, and I want to go back to, like, I think that we use that so much, but like the people who are in charge of all this BS are so mad about Christianity because, like, that's the one thing they can't change.
Right.
Even if they were to rewrite the Bible today and nobody knew the difference, which would be impossible, but even if they did, there are people who just have relationships with God, period, and try to live a godly life, which means light, hope, happy, prosperity. Like, it's so much more than just words on a page. And so I think that's what, since we're, like, one of the only religions that doesn't promote death and badness to all, you know, I think that they really, really, really hate Christianity because you can't get rid of it. You can't change it.
It's the only religion that's openly mocked and ridiculed.
And they've tried to corrupt
it. And it's accepted to mock and ridicule. Yeah. And you said they want to rewrite the Bible. They've proposed that with AI.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They said they want AI to rewrite a new Bible because they feel like that would be the most unbiased Bible version for people to read. But here's
written
the thing.
Written by something that was made by man.
Right.
How is that unbiased?
Well, that's the thing. The algorithm's got to be written by somebody.
Right.
The code has to be written by somebody. So it's not just AI by itself.
No.
It's already geared to put a certain message out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one thing that I've always said is I believe that your consciousness is your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do with Neuralink, with Internet of Bodies, with all these different things is download your consciousness. So they're trying to entrap your soul. They're trying to entrap your soul. And if that doesn't mean Mark of the Beast, I don't know what does.
No.
So I've always said I believe the Antichrist will come in the form of AI. Not necessarily that AI will be the Antichrist, like it's going to be a computer or a robot or whatever, but it's going to be someone in the AI field, and they're going to be the Antichrist going forward. You remember, they have to receive a wound to the head that's fatal and quote-unquote resurrect.
Right.
So wouldn't getting a microchip in your head be kind of a fatal head wound?
Technically. I'm just, and listen to this. Okay, so this plays into this, which is kind of crazy.
Elon. I don't think Elon's the Antichrist, but I think he's working for the Antichrist or working in preparation to bring about the Antichrist. Right.
So then tying that in, connecting more dots for you here, there is something called the 2045 Initiative.
Yeah.
So this is a nonprofit company who is trying to extend the human lifespan through the use of AI. It is headed up by Russian billionaire Dmitry Iskov. He claims that he can make humans immortal.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do this, they are going to create remote control avatars of people. So like digital copies of a physical being. And then they would ensure that the human brain can be put into the avatar at the time of the person's death. From there, they would also ensure that consciousness and personality could also be uploaded to the avatar. And that would get rid of the physical body, hoping that people can live on in a holographic form. They call it cybernetic immortality. And people like Jeff Bezos have been investing in these companies.
So that's like Upload. That show Upload, yeah. Where the guy dies and his consciousness is uploaded into like a retirement home, essentially.
Yeah.
Yes, they've been talking about, there was a company in Canada, I forget the name of it, but they were making biological clones of bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And they were claiming that you could download your consciousness and upload your consciousness into this body. And that way, anytime that body gets old and deteriorates, then you can just transfer into the new body. And you can just keep going over time and you can pick what you want to look like each time. So it's like that movie Surrogates, right? Where they're basically in that bed and then they have like these bodies walking around and stuff. So I think that's the whole goal. And, you know, if you know anything about the Bible, the world belongs to the devil.
Yeah.
Even Jesus didn't refute that fact. Yeah. When Jesus said, I'll give you all the kings and all their kingdoms and all this stuff, he didn't say it wasn't his to give. So the world belongs to the devil. And everything here on this earth is a test of where we're going to end up afterwards, right? The body is just a vessel.
Yeah.
It's just a vessel. Our consciousness is our soul. That's who we are, is our consciousness. And determining on how we live this life determines on where we go. But that's why every single thing here is a test, and every single thing is a test from the devil, a temptation. Oh, I'll take the pleasures of the earth here. Da 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 da. Oh, you know what? I'll make you super rich. You just got to live forever. Let me download your consciousness.
Yeah.
Right? So.
It's collecting souls.
That is what this is in my mind, is the downloading of consciousness is the collection of souls, the imprisonment of souls.
Yep.
So you can't leave. You want to live forever? Cool. Earth is prison. We're not supposed to stay here.
No.
We're supposed to figure out how to break out.
Well, and they don't want our personalities. They don't want our conscious. Like, they don't want us to have those things.
Correct. Like, because they want us to be mindless drones.
Yeah. The devil wants souls because it hurts, you know, God every time.
Which is why everything goes after children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, ultimately, they don't care if we have a voice or a brain and can speak and talk and walk or do any of that. So why not just take it all away from us?
Right.
They've already got our souls.
Right.
You know, if you've been weak enough to give it up. So then why do you need your body? Why do you need your consciousness? Well, why do you just...
One thing I've never understood is, why do they need any of us? I mean, I get the power aspect and all that stuff, but like, they already know how to build robots.
Well, that's the point we're at now.
You know what I mean?
I saw a video earlier today to go
But
back.
I don't think they'll kill off everybody. That's my main point. And that's what I'm saying. Why bother keeping anyone if you already have manual labor through robots and everything else?
But I think they're slowly trying to kill off the population through obesity, through
everything else.
Yeah, through all these different things. Like the seed oil thing. I was seeing, you know, our grandparents didn't have, colon cancer was not a big thing. There was something else I can't think of. A couple different diseases that are so prevalent now, but like our grandparents never had
diabetes,
to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have these technologies back then, so they didn't need people that way. Or they needed people more. Nowadays, they have the ability to, you know, run how many businesses in the world without human help. So they've got to slowly start killing us off.
Right.
Unless there's a quote-unquote alien invasion. But
Project Bluebeam.
Yeah.
Well, that's... So Operation Paperclip, bringing the Nazis over here. Nazis were working on UFOs during World War II. Skunk Works from Lockheed Martin. They've been making UFOs here in the U.S. since the 60s.
It's kind of crazy when you start seeing that everything does connect in this way. And we talk about this all the time. But, like, I don't know how you ever go back once you know all this information.
You don't.
How do you ever look at the world in a normal lens again?
You don't. You just cope.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I probably laugh more a day than the average person.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
Right? I make everything a joke.
Like, you have to.
I have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I mean, the amount of things that I've seen about the people that run this world... I mean, if y'all know anything about the emails from John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, I fell through a deep rabbit hole through those emails, and there's some very disgusting things in there.
Yeah.
And you, unfortunately, you kind of become desensitized a little bit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, man, it'll break you if you keep seeing all that kind of stuff. Right. It's very disturbing. It's very disgusting. Think of the worst possible scenario you could think of Epstein Island. And that's basically what's in those emails.
Yeah.
So it's gross. It's disgusting. But I feel like I have to search for that information to tell others about it.
Right.
Even like, you know, that kind of stuff especially isn't for everyone. Not everyone has the stomach for it. But sharing this type of stuff to show what they have planned for us is imperative.
It is.
We absolutely have to share as much information because we have to wake people up.
Well, and like I was with my best friend recently who's getting married this fall, close to the election, and they're doing it in, of all places, San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Which scares us a little bit. Having to go out there at that time of year. And I was just with her recently and I was like, well, here are my concerns about being in San Francisco, you know, a month and a half or a month, whatever it is before the election. And, you know, just explaining things. And you could see, you know, that she was like hearing it, but not fully comprehending or wanting to. I mean, if I was getting married there, I'd be like, ah, you're crazy. Ha ha ha.
Right.
I blow people's minds a lot. And I don't know if they're looking at me like, oh, you're crazy. Like, this isn't real. Or like, holy shit.
Yeah.
She truly believes this. And like, I wonder why that is.
Yeah. I've gotten those looks since like 2007.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. It's.
So, you learn to let it not bother you. I mean, because so like for them too, they're great. They see things the way we do as far as the corruption and stuff like that. But there's so many different levels of how awake you are.
Right.
And where we are,
we're like three floors makes people from like the really, bottom floor
really question our sanity a
lot. Yeah. But then like we talk to Spencer who knows even so much more than us.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, he's on the ground level, like the basement. We're like three floors up.
Right.
So still underground, but not quite at the darkest.
So the thing with like Spencer is like a master of his particular topics that he talks about.
Yeah.
Right? Where we are kind of the jack of all trades, where we're just...
A little bit about everything. Yeah.
Right? We don't ever fully dive too deep into everything because we're kind of finding out what else is being hidden from us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. And like ultimately, this is pushing us towards a total surveillance state. And we haven't quite gotten to it yet, but we talk about like...
Close.
Yeah, I mean, and then smart cities, once those come into play, which we'll talk about in this last episode, you lose total control over everything in your life. Like, everything. So to me, just seeing how the world is right now, like, especially our generation, maybe this is just what I see on Instagram, but, like, I've got to believe that it's more than just the few people I see on Instagram, like, our generation, these millennials, are doing what they can to get back out, like, into gardening and to getting to a simpler life again. A lot of people are buying land. Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to go off-grid.
Getting animals and, you know, making their own bread, raising their own produce, like, all these things, homeschooling. And so I don't think that when the time comes to try and force us into these smart cities, if the time comes, you know, knock on wood, but I don't think they're going to have an easy time getting a lot of us to.
Well, that's why you got to have a catastrophic event first, right? I don't think it'll be nukes because nukes is too messy to clean up.
Yeah.
They might still have like regular missiles, regular.
Yeah.
You know, but
radioactivity.
More so, I think it's just going to be the EMP, and once again, preemptive programming, right? And they'll leave the world behind. Basically says, hey, they're going to do all this stuff. This is how they're going to do it. But I've heard rumbles of an EMP attack for years because our power grid is like 50 years outdated, which in technology terms, that's just ancient.
Yeah.
And EMP goes off. What was that study that we saw? It was like 50% of the country would be dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then I saw, I think it was like 90% in a month. Last night I saw something about
something
that.
Like that.
Well, because there's another, and I don't know how much I buy into this propaganda, but the fact that like Russia has certain,
It's not Russia. It'll be us.
No, I know. But like there's rumors out there now that like Russian, what do you call them? Space.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They shot up a rocket and it supposedly has EMP capabilities.
Yeah, and it's
so that's just them painting Russia bad again.
Right.
Because they need the scapegoat to blame. And so if EMP does happen, everyone's just going to be like, oh, Russia.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be us or it's going to be China or North Korea through us that's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know that the Bidens are owned by Xi Jinping and the CCP.
Yeah.
You know, and North Korea is like China's little lapdog.
Yeah.
It's a little hype man.
So. Well, it's funny that we don't hear anything about China anymore.
No.
You know?
Right. Right.
It's very weird.
After he visited San Francisco.
Yeah.
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 Because they've given up on Taiwan at this point.
That's the thing, too. They had China flags flying at the White House
when
he visited the White House.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is basically like...
treason.
Treason. He's taken over, in a sense.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and then how many weeks or a month later they installed that non-citizen? She was Chinese,
yeah, in San Francisco on the election board.
Yeah,
yeah,
no connection.
Yeah, you should go watch that video. I mean, I made the most stereotypical Asian song I could think of for that video. I'm just trying to get canceled, you know.
No publicity is bad publicity. But overall, like all this internet of bodies saying and transhumanism and neuro nanobody technology, like it makes me sick because so many people are going to fall for it. Like, how many people are unable to live their lives without technology nowadays?
Yeah, well, it's not even the people that are just going to be duped. There's going to be so many people that are going to be demanding it.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be so many people like, inject me with everything.
Yeah.
Give me the, what was she talking about? The lens.
The contact lens.
Everyone's going to want that. Because, look, you already have people walking around with those.
Yep.
Those new goggles or whatever they're called.
The Meta ones. Oh, no, Apple. Vision or something like that. Yeah.
So, the next thing is eye contact lens for
just take away the goggle part and you just have a lens in your eye.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's honestly, it's very scary. And people are so willing to do it because they don't have anything else going for them.
Well, it's no God.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing else going for them. 100%.
I'm a firm believer that everyone that is sound asleep in the reality of things is an atheist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it feels like sometimes that like...
Or agnostic. One of the two.
The belief in God is the only thing that keeps you going.
Well, so, and that's another thing, too. You know, we say the devil controls the earth. That includes the churches.
Yeah.
Like, that's why so many people have bad experiences with churches, is because the devil puts bad people in those places to turn people away from God.
Yeah.
That wasn't God that did that. That was an evil human being that did it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. How are you going to blame something you don't believe in?
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's people.
Right.
It's people. That's it.
Yeah. So, like I said, those people, unfortunately, there's not much we can do. But people that come looking for the information, we can give them whatever we know.
Yeah.
For a fact.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. We don't ever really speak on anything unless we know for sure the whole story behind it.
Yeah.
And if we don't, it's, well, this is my theory or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
We try to shoot you guys straight as much as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Humanly. No, transhumanly.
Something we're about to not be anymore.
Yeah.
Something we're about to not be. Yeah,
no internet of bodies.
Yeah. Well, then they talk about like the cyber risks of all of this.
Yeah. Who's to say someone's not going to just hack you and make you have a seizure?
Hacked. There's privacy risks. There's the fact that there aren't any regulations on the privacy, the data that's involved, who owns it, who's allowed to give it, who's you know, and then national security, global security threats. Like back in 2018, there was highly sensitive information about like military locations, operations, because of the militants wearing their tracking devices on their arms, their friggin' watches, activity bands, basically. Mm-hmm. It gave away like proprietary information about where our military was stationed to evil forces. Mm-hmm. That's just a watch. That's like an Apple Watch, man.
They don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing, is the people that run everything don't care. They want the chaos.
Right.
Because, you know, they're going to be sitting on their little ivory tower. It's not going to matter to them anyway.
Yep.
You know, they're untouchable.
Yep.
And that's why I always said, you know, if I ever was elected, first thing I would do is take out all the bloodlines of the top bankers in the world.
Yeah.
Remove them all.
Yep.
The Schwabs, the Rockefellers, the Soros.
Yeah.
All those
guys. We just need to start anew.
Yeah.
At this point, things are so messy.
In execution for crimes against humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's if I was president.
That's if.
And they would be tried. That's why I said executed.
And they're not threats.
Crimes against humanity. No, these are all hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals. Yeah, alleged hypotheticals.
It's definitely what I would do if I was elected president.
And you were able to.
Yeah, well, I mean, technically, I'm past the age. I can legally be elected president.
But if you were legally able to.
All right, so all of you petition to have me as Trump's running mate, I'll take over after his 4 years.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So on that note, guys, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Don't let
anti-woke society will be the slogan.
Guys, just don't let them get in your brains.
Yeah.
It's not
like
worth
physically
it.
Get in your brains.
Physically. Don't let them put a chip in your hand. I know it's easier to scan your hand than scan your phone or your debit card at the store, but like, it's not worth it. You don't want your doctor knowing every time you miss your prescription dosage by like an hour. Like, you don't need to be surveilled.
Right.
Nobody,
more than we already are.
Yeah. Nobody needs to know that deeply about what's going on in your body, what's going on in your brain. Like, geez, can we all have some privacy?
No.
Little bit of privacy nowadays,
you know? It's 1984. It's turning into it.
Yeah.
It's very George Orwellian.
Really is, though. So just keep your eyes open. If you ever hear somebody talking about getting a chip in their brain or their hand, say no.
Yeah.
Don't do it. We have to start fighting harder and harder and making other people fight with us, because, shoot, I don't want these armies coming after us.
No.
These armies of soulless human AI avatars.
Or the DARPA dogs.
Oh, the DARPA dogs. Sheesh. Yeah. Sheesh. DARPA's scary, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone has a bunker
let us know.
In the middle of nowhere and you'd like some company.
We'll bring rations.
We have tons of stuff. We'll be good to
you
go.
You need water?
Yeah, we got tons of water, tons of food. Yeah.
So funny. Tavis bought these like water jug organization racks, I guess you can call them. And he's like, I'm so excited for the water jug racks to come in.
Yeah. Well, because they're just taking up that closet.
Yeah, we have a closet under the stairs, and I swear it's just like...
And it's a long closet, but it's taking up like the whole...
Yeah, it's just water, 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 water. They're huge.
We got about 4 months worth.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, so...
So EMP does happen. My suggestion to everyone, same thing, is just hunker down for a month if you can.
Yeah.
Hunker down for a month, let everything subside before you go scavenging for things.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I got a lot of vitamin D supplements. We won't even have to go outside. Dogs would have to go outside.
Yeah.
I need to buy more dog food. Backup dog food, too.
So end of the world happens, I guess our dog poop cleanup service won't be coming anymore.
Dang it! The world's ending and I'm concerned. Tavis is concerned about the amount of dog poop in our backyard.
Plants.
Well, we wouldn't have to work anymore, so we'd have plenty of time
to
be getting rid of it ourselves.
Yeah.
This man.
My nose is so sensitive.
I'm super excited for having children in the coming years here. I'm being the only one to change a diaper, which is why.
No. I'll change the pee diapers. I don't care. That's fine.
So I have. This is why we're training our children to use the toilet from like week one.
Yeah, that's.
We've seen the research. That's
great. You can do it. Yeah.
You hold your baby over the toilet and they learn that that's when they go.
Yeah.
And you put a little, you know, reusable cotton diaper or whatever on them at nighttime. But yeah. Because then there's diapers, that whole industry, disposable diapers. Woo. Talk about giving kids cancer.
Yeah.
Everything, you guys. They're doing everything to kill us.
Yeah.
The list goes on.
I saw a video the other day. A guy was doing like a TV dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
His son was. And it was like teriyaki chicken. And in the teriyaki chicken, there was 4 little glass cubes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
That had something in them. And we're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
They were like perfect squares, too. Oh, yeah. Cubes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
or the fact that a lot of ice cream doesn't actually melt.
Or the fact that Bill Gates wants to inject all of his cattle with the mRNA. So even if you don't get the shot, you'll be eating it with his beef.
What else can we scary about today? So no seed oils.
Or the yoga mat material that was in the Subway bread for a while.
What?
Yeah, that was years ago, but yeah. One of the chemicals that they used to make yoga mats was in the bread at Subway. That's how their bread stayed fresh all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know there's dolphin in a lot of tuna cans?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Figured that one out when I went to a sandwich restaurant and they're like, dolphin-free tuna. And I'm like, what do you mean dolphin-free tuna? And they're like, well, most tuna cans or like tuna that you get have a little bit of dolphin in them too because they can't sort them out all the time.
Do you know every jar of
what
peanut butter has bugs in it?
We can't eat anything anymore. All right, we're just going
to
start.
Not to mention they want us to eat bugs as our main source of protein going forward.
At this point, I feel like drinking alcohol is just as healthy as eating the food we have or like doing drugs just the same.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Well, see, here we are. We've got to laugh about it or we will lose our minds.
Yeah.
So I think we're done scaring you for the day.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening as we jumped in and just talked about the fact that they don't want us to be soul creatures anymore.
Well, so the whole purpose of this episode was, I mean, obviously more detail is in episode
connecting
10.
Connecting things, sure.
And transhumanism. But this one is more so of how it's all going to relate into going into our next episode, which is the smart cities.
Right.
Where everything's going to be scannable, everything's going to be detectable, all this other stuff. So.
Yeah.
That'll be our final part to this series, maybe.
Yes.
As of right now.
No. That is,
I mean, like, we could do another one later on down the line. Like, there's more developments to it and stuff.
Sure.
But, as of the series is right now, we always set it out to be a 4-part, so.
Only 4 parts. Jesus Christ. All right.
There's just so much info to cover.
There is. Know? But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, as always. please check out our store on the website, untetheredmindsmedia.com.
Cut me off because I kept...
store.
Trying to wrap it up.
Someone's got to manage our time over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead and check out our store if you haven't already. We will be working on some exclusive election shirts and whatnot for the upcoming season as well.
Some and put us on some more lists.
Yeah. Why the hell not? At this point in time, you know, we're already here. So yes.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Check us out on the website. Check us out on socials. I always link those below. And please share our content around, because the more people that we can get onto our side and to believing in the falsities of life, the better for everybody. So
if you follow us on TikTok, please go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram does not censor our content nearly as much as, as TikTok does.
TikTok's a joke.
Yeah.
Freaking joke.
Yeah, I kind of, like I said, I hope it gets shut down. I don't want that bill to pass because I don't want us to be legally spied on more than we already are. But, I kind of like to see it get taken down. Or, you know, whatever. Elon buy it. He already owns Vines. Maybe he just reopens Vines. And overthrows TikTok.
Yeah.
I think if he did, it would take off.
I do too.
I really do.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody get us in contact with Elon. We'll pitch him the idea and cut you in on the profit. All right. Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and we will talk to you very soon.
Yeah. Stay safe.